Hey, what's your problem? You have business problems? We have business solutions. Well, maybe. Life is a fight. In business, every day is a fight. So, hey, what's your problem?
Yes, thank you, John David Wells, for the big voice intro for this particular podcast. This is the What's Your Problem podcast, originating from the Big Dot HQ in Spring Hill, Tennessee. Check us out at bigdotlighting.com, bigdotelectrical.com. If you have electrical problems, we have electrical solutions that are shocking. I just came up with that. I apologize. That was really bad. What's Your Problem is a podcast about business owners, especially business owners local to Middle Tennessee. We're talking to people from Franklin, from Spring Hill, from Columbia, Thompson Station, Nolensville. Occasionally, you'll have people that really like Nashville that may not be from here, so that's coming up too. But mainly people around here, business owners, professionals who are going through the fight every day. I want to hear the problems they're having, and I hope you do too. I am your host, Jim McCarthy, with JimMcCarthyVoiceOvers.com and, of course, BigDotInc.com. And today, I am really excited because I've been a fan of these people for, my gosh, it's got to be 13, 14 years now. Now, when you have a career like mine, I've worked in radio for a majority of my career since 1996, 97. In the Northeast, where I grew up, you could throw a stone and find yourself some really, really good pizza. And it's something, honestly, that I took advantage of and took it for granted. Because in 2001, I moved out to Las Vegas, and I swear to you, it took me 3 years to find a decent pizza, like New York-style good pizza. Oddly enough, we moved to Nashville in 05. A friend of mine, John Tumanello, who you guys know, he introduces me to Joey's House of Pizza. And then he takes me to lunch there, and I go, oh, yeah, this is my jam. Okay, not only is the food good, but you go there, you're in for some entertainment as well, if you ever actually have gone there for lunch. Now, the rumor is Joey came down, and I'll get into it with these guys, but I'll go ahead and introduce them. It is Ryan Hall and Danielle Hall. Is it Macca Hall?
I mean, just Hall. Macca is my maiden name.
Macca is your maiden name. Please welcome to the show from Nelly's here in Spring Hill. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for having us.
I appreciate you guys coming in. So let's break it down. You guys, Danielle, I've always heard the rumors, okay, especially when your dad had a store in Brentwood. No opening on the weekends. He was the only one who could touch the pizza and make the pizza. Is that correct?
Kind of. I mean, he definitely like served the line, and he was like, you know, the entertainment there, basically.
Right. Entertainment meaning what?
Like, he would just yell at the customers.
Was he kind of like the pizza Nazi?
Yes. That's kind of what he's known for.
That's what he's known for. But I mean, you go there and they're actually up off of, what's the street
Ward
up there?
Circle.
Is there, it was in Brentwood.
In Brentwood.
But now they're off of
Elm Hill Pike.
That's right. So you go there now, and is he still open just Monday through Friday? That's it?
Yes, and even less hours, only 11 to 3.
Why is that?
Well, they're in a very industrial area, right. So they're just open for lunch. They just serve that lunch crowd, and then, you know, there's not really a lot of nighttime business
right
where they are. I mean, they would probably still do good, but it's just them. It's just the family. And they're there from like 5 a.m. every day. So to be open at night would just, you know, be too many hours.
Now, growing up with this, talk about, you know, you guys came from Brooklyn?
Yes. So I was born in Brooklyn and then we moved here when I was like 2.
Okay. So you never got the Brooklyn accent, nothing?
No, not really.
So you grew up in Middle Tennessee.
Yeah.
You're a native.
Yes.
But you had the influence of the family, much like I have. You kind of adopt everything and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that. I mean, you know, it was normal to you.
Oh, you know. I mean,
your parents always just, you know, they've got that Italian blood in them. I mean, they're
crazy.
Yeah, they're at each other's throats, but they love each other kind of thing.
Yeah.
I grew up with that too, man.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. It's such a blast. Now, you guys met down here, I would assume, you and Ryan.
Yeah, we met at the pizzeria because he was working for my parents, and then,
When did that happen? I mean, you know, he comes walking in, and was it kind of like...
No, it wasn't.
You saw him and
immediate.
It was like...
No.
Yeah,
aww. Well,
who's
also...
This? Who's this strap?
Yeah, we...
Is that how it was?
I was allowed to touch the pizza.
That's it.
Yeah.
But that probably... Did that take a while for you to earn that right?
Yeah. You know, he recruited me from another pizza place.
Oh,
he saw
really?
Me making pizza at another pizza place.
Oh, so you didn't learn under Joey?
I relearned under Joey.
Relearned.
I learned from other guys first that were New Yorkers that were starting a pizza place inside Publix.
Right.
And I got pretty good at tossing them.
Right.
And Joey came in there and said, hey, you want to come work for a real pizzeria? And at the time, I was looking for a real pizzeria to work for. I just didn't know of him because he didn't advertise because he didn't need to.
Right.
And
oh, yeah, word spread. For a multitude of reasons.
There in Maryland Farms. I never knew he was there. I drove past there all the time.
Yeah.
And I was looking for a real authentic pizza place to work for because I got good at tossing pizza. I said, well, I need to go find a real
place. Now, how old were you
place.
At that time?
22, 23.
Did you go to college at all? Or what was your trajectory for a career?
No, I was in flooring and restaurant back and forth. Either wanted to open a restaurant or a flooring business.
Right.
I did tile and built showers and staircases and stuff like that. And I ended up starting a flooring business first and doing that for a couple years. And I made good money doing it, but you kill your knees
oh, yeah.
and your back and everything. And I got tired of doing it. And that was... right when we were getting serious. And
like you were getting serious with working with Joey or you and Danielle?
Me and Danielle were getting serious.
Yeah. How did that all start?
That just happened. And
I don't know. I mean,
she wasn't
we just...
allowed to talk to me at first. Yeah. When I was over there making pizza.
Is that per Joey?
Don't talk yeah. to the help.
I was never allowed to have
She'd
a boyfriend
come over there
or
flirting with
you know,
me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My yeah. dad was very like strict and
strict
protective.
Strict Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, did he talk to you with three, had five fingers yeah. and only talked with three?
Yeah.
So, I mean, how old were you guys when you first met?
I was probably like 17, 18.
Okay.
So.
Never had a boyfriend, never went on a date, nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I did, but my parents
didn't. They didn't know that. Yeah. Of course.
Now they know.
I mean, your sister probably did the same thing, I would imagine.
Yeah,
you have the older sister.
Yeah, so, but it was different because she found an Italian, so that was okay.
Yeah, yeah. So you're not Italian, right?
Yeah.
I haven't done the 23andMe yet, but by the looks of it, you know.
You're European descent, for sure.
I'm Italian by marriage now.
Well, I mean, Hall is...
French.
French, okay. Mm-hmm. So, any other mixed in there at all?
You know, I know.
You seem Irish to me.
We can, yeah. I would think there's some Irish and some, I know a lot of French, a little German.
Right.
But you can trace my family back to when Henry the Great conquered England.
Really?
There's a lamp that I have that was carried through the Crusades, and it's a couple hundred years old.
Nice.
I ended up with it because the rest of my family didn't know what it was, and my dad passed away. I knew about it, and they were like, what is this? And I said, yeah, this is our history.
Right.
They're like, well, you can keep it.
Well, I'm curious, you know, so at 17, you come, love comes walking through the door, right? And did you notice him first or did he notice you first? How did it work out?
We worked together
just
for a
friends.
While.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it just, our friendship kind of grew into a relationship. It right. really wasn't like immediate. So,
yeah.
But I mean, basically Joey was sitting there with, you know, looking at you.
Oh,
Ryan,
he didn't know.
Just, you know, yeah. getting ready for the shotgun.
When I first yeah. told him that we were going to start dating, he told me he was going to kill me.
Yeah.
That
he
is
said,
awesome.
He, actually, he said, you giving me chest pains. I got to go. He jumped in his car and took off.
I could and so see him doing that.
I called him later and he said, I'm going to kill you. I have my gun in my hand. I'm going to kill you when I see you. And it took him a while to... to get over it and realize how serious we were. And when he realized how serious we were, you know.
How long did it take? I mean, it was like a trial
year.
By fire for you.
No, it was a year. It was right out of a year.
It was a long time where, yeah, he wouldn't talk to Ryan.
That was when I started my flooring business. And
yeah.
Joey
so
and
you got
I
out of the business completely.
About, Joey and I had talked about opening a pizza place together.
Okay.
As I was the first person that could ever run his store without him being there.
Right.
And he felt real comfortable with me there. When I stepped in and started working at the Brentwood store, he could just hang out and, you know, stay in the back and only pop in when he really needed to get in there and help. But me and the guys and his wife and stuff, we could run the show, and he knew that I would run it the way he wanted it.
Right.
And then when I started my flooring thing, and this happened with her and stuff, he didn't want to talk to me. He said he was going to kill me. And so there was quite a while where we didn't see each other.
Right.
And then he needed a surgery. Mm-hmm. And he was gonna have to close his store for like a week, and we had been together for quite some time.
Comes Ryan to the rescue.
And I called him. I said, "Hey, you know, I'll shut my flooring thing down for a week and come keep your store open for you for the week. You can just take off the week and relax. You know, I can run your store for you." He said, "Okay," and he went and got his surgery, and he didn't stay home like he was supposed to. He came in the store every day because he wanted to watch us.
Yeah.
And she said, "Oh, I forgot how good you are at this." And he said, "If you guys are serious, I'll help you open your own pizzeria."
Oh, wow.
And that was how we got started first out here in 08.
But was that when you first got married? Was when you opened that store?
No.
You've been married a while.
No.
We weren't married yet.
No.
We opened the store first, actually.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Off
we
of Macklemore.
We wanted to get married, but... Mm-hmm. My dad
we were supposed
wanted
to get married
wait.
The same year that we opened the store, and it was just 2 months.
When did you guys?
What
year did you guys get married?
2010.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we got the store open, got a lot of it paid off and stuff, and got ahead of everything, and then started planning the wedding because it's a lot just to plan. And
oh, but it's an Italian wedding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got like 500 people there coming.
We had about 200 or something. Yeah. 175.
Yeah, I think it was like 150 or 150. Like,
I don't know.
Yeah. So it was way too many.
What was your mom's take on all this? Was she kind of like, Joey?
Yeah, no, she loved Ryan. She always loved Ryan.
Your mom is awesome. Yeah. Joey's awesome, too. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, I tell people all the time.
Coming.
Me and him were buds, and I was his best worker he ever had, you know?
Oh, by the way.
And,
mind if I call you dad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, what?
So,
what'd you say to me? You talking to me? I don't think you're talking to me. You're talking to someone behind me. What'd you ask?
Yeah.
He absolutely loves me now. And I mean, he always has. He just, I think he expected his daughter to always marry, you know, either an Italian or a doctor, or maybe an Italian doctor.
An FBI?
Yeah.
Full-blooded Italian?
Yes, absolutely.
So it took about a year for him to kind of warm up to the idea. You came to the rescue to run the restaurant. He kind of came around.
He did. He remembered how good I was then, and you know, he kind of just got over it overnight. And we were looking at locations the next week. We were signing a lease about a month later.
And you wanted to stay down in Spring Hill.
I don't even know why we picked Spring Hill. It was the location that we picked. It used to be a pizzeria before we had it, so it had like some things already done to it. It had hood systems, and you know, we thought it would kind of be like a, you know, easy to start a pizza place there. We ended up going way over budget, but
and also we knew we wouldn't get over our heads in this location. It wasn't in the middle of Cool Springs or something like that.
I had never even been to Spring Hill before.
Oh, really?
For us at the time, you know, we were young, and to jump into a, we wanted to be busy, but we didn't want to go into, you know, a place that we couldn't handle. And now we've grown to where we can handle a lot more business, but it's a lot of work, you know.
Oh my gosh.
And most people don't realize it unless they've worked in a restaurant or owned one or whatnot. But you, especially in the beginning, first 5 years or so, you're going to work 80 hours a week, you know, and then
Amen.
You start to really get that established crew. You can step back a little bit, but you're still there.
And it owns you for a while.
Absolutely.
Yep,
the restaurant business is brutal.
Yeah, it is.
I would imagine.
And so here's a bathroom that I built for Joey to kind of give him payback for...
That was you built that for him?
I did. This is in his house.
When did you do that?
A few years ago. Been about 2 or 3 years now, but it was kind of a little repay for him. And it was nice to give back, you know, because he's done so much to help us get started. Because just for somebody to loan you that much money to start a restaurant, you know, and to trust that you're going to, you know, do well and pay them back and everything. It's a lot of work and it's a lot of dedication and stuff. And
well, in
so
the beginning, you
we've
started
always been
out
very appreciative
as like Joey's House of Pizza South.
We knew that we were kind of in the middle of nowhere,
right?
And if we opened with a random name, nobody's going to know who we are. But we knew if we opened with Joey's, we'd open with a boom.
Yeah,
and we did.
Yeah,
definitely. But then, you know, we were there almost 5 years. And,
was it that long?
We had a five-year lease, and about Halfway through the fifth year, we sold the place because we wanted to move to a different location. But also, we said, before we tie into another lease somewhere, let's do something completely different. We sold the restaurant, and we opened the Waffle Boss, a chicken and waffles food truck, you remember? And just did something totally different for a couple of years. We drove around Nashville selling chicken and waffles, and it was great. We had a lot of fun, and we made a lot of money doing it. But you run out of money at the end of the year when, you know, in Tennessee, the season's over. With and you've got about 3 or 4 months of no money coming in, and we do real good during the season, think, oh, we're gonna be fine this winter, but of course you just start running out of money. And after 2 years, we said, all right, we need to open back up. And when we sold the place to Chicago Express, we took our pizza equipment, we put it in storage, and we figured that, you know, we always knew we would get back into it one day. And then a pizzeria down here, Samboli's, had been there for a long time.
Samboli's.
That was our, that's where our location where we're at now.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
it was Samboli's about 20 years. Yeah. The original owner had a really good business there. He was from Jersey, Mike Posey. He made a good food, good, had a good place and stuff. It sold and changed hands a couple of times. I'm not sure what really happened to it, but it ended up for lease with all the equipment in there. And what it was lacking, we had at home, or we had in storage.
Right.
And so we reopened there, and we decided to name it after her.
Yeah.
We, Ryan's House of Pizza just didn't have the same ring.
No.
No, we thought about that, but well, I mean, name it after her because she's the one where it comes from.
I don't. I'm trying to remember if I automatically correlated Nelly's to Joey's House of Pizza.
There was a big Facebook post that went viral down here with the night we signed the lease. I think we told somebody about it, and they went and posted, "Oh my God, they're coming back!"
Yeah, a lot of people still don't know that we're affiliated.
People still come in every day and they go, "What are you doing here? Is this your? Oh my God!
Yeah,
this
like
is you guys."
Every day, people are like, "What? You're here? Yeah. Like we didn't know you guys were Joey's, you know?" But we wanted to branch out, do our own thing, have our own name. You know what I mean? Because it's a lot of stress from the family when it's like, you know, oh, you're, it's my name, so you got to do it this way. Or, you know, everything has to be like exactly the same. But now, since we have our own thing, we can, you know, just do our own thing and not have to...
You're not going to run it through the parent company.
Yeah, yeah. We don't have to worry about, oh, are we representing them a certain way? You know, so it's just a lot better.
But I mean, it's very similar. I feel like I'm getting the same product.
No, it's still the same product. Yeah. It's the same recipes. We just did a different name because we just don't want to deal with headaches.
You want it to be the Nicolas Cage to Francis Ford Coppola.
Well, you know, you also got Manny's downtown. Right. That was where it all started here in Nashville. Before that, they were in Brooklyn. But
Manny's was
Joey's older brother.
Oh, okay. Now, I think I've
he
been
moved
there,
down first, and Joey came down to be his partner right away.
Yeah,
down in the arcade downtown.
Okay.
And then a few years into that, Joey branched out and started his own thing.
Right.
And each place uses essentially the same recipes, but each store's got kind of their own flavor. You know, you go to Joey's, you go to Manny's, you go to here. Each one of them kind of is just a little bit different, but it's all pretty much the same, you know?
Well, it's funny because in Nashville, of all places, to get New York style pizza is very easy than it was in Vegas, oddly enough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, to especially if we wanted to go
I've
into the casinos.
I've heard that actually about Vegas that they don't have good
pizza. Is it the water? Is it really true? Is it the water?
No, I don't believe that at all. Mm-hmm. You know, because Joey, he made dough in Brooklyn the same way that he makes it here. Manny had a pizzeria in Nostrand Avenue called Nostrand Avenue Pizza.
Right.
And they said their dough came out exactly the same when they did it there as they did it here.
Interesting.
I think it's just mind over matter. Myth.
Right. Yeah.
People, they're like, we're in Tennessee, we're not going to get good pizza like we do in New York. You know, it's just not possible. Like they don't want to.
They do
like,
have the cleanest, best water classifications, and they do have really good tap water there. But we have filters on our sinks that you know make
do
the
all
water
that, stuff
that
anyway.
Clean there too. Yeah. So, I think it's all just a myth.
It's a different. You know, is it a carbon copy of New York style pizza? I mean, you can go to Manhattan, throw a rock, and have a good slice of pizza no matter where you are. There was a place in Danbury, Connecticut called, well, it's still there, Michelangelo's. And he had, I don't know even if you guys want to bring this back, but Sicilian slices.
Oh my God, we do them every day. Sicilian.
Do you?
Yeah, we sell them like crazy.
Really?
Yeah,
we do grandma's pie too, mm-hmm. which grandma pie is cooked on a sheet pan,
right.
And it's about half as thick as a Sicilian, mm-hmm. but almost the same.
Well, we've been doing more Sicilian though.
We do more Sicilian.
Is that something that you just reintroduced?
Yeah, we're just kind of, we make like, you know, just a few a day and sell it by the slice. Right. And then when we're out. But it's just kind of,
we sell probably 5 or 6 a week to the same people every Thursday, every Friday. They come get 2 Sicilians or whatever. And they call a couple days ahead of time to let us know because they want to make sure to preserve Sicilian dough.
Do they really understand what Sicilian is down here?
No, I have to explain it to everybody. But once they try it, they love it. Oh, it's like their favorite.
Yeah. Bread, cheese, tomato sauce. Yeah. You can't go wrong. I mean, it's you guys do such a great job. Everybody raves about you. You're similar to Bill Yuss, you know, where if anybody dares to complain about him on Facebook, it's like, Katie, bar the door, dude. You just wave the flag of surrender because you're about to get onslaughted.
Yeah, we have a really strong following, for sure.
To say the least.
Yeah.
You're so humble about it.
But I mean, you know, and there might be some people that don't like us, that they don't get New York style greasy pizza.
But it's
like,
not even that greasy.
It's not that greasy, but some people just think it is because all the pepperoni. And we use the most pure cheese on like that you can buy.
Comes from the Alps?
No, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Yeah. But it's the only brand cheese that is like has no fillers. Pure. It's 100%. And it makes the pizza a little greasy, but it's because it's pure. And you know what? Some people like it. Some people don't. We're never going to change our product.
I'm hearing a side of you come out right now that's very like, don't even start, you know, a little bit of tood coming out of you when it comes to defending and talking about what goes into
this. I defend my product.
Yeah. What we do is New York pizza. There's, you know, wood fire, Neapolitan style.
California.
That's more of a Naples, Neapolitan, Italian style, you know. Although a lot of places in New York do the wood fire, but they do in Chicago. Chicago, everybody knows Chicago as being the deep dish.
Yeah.
But most of the people in Chicago say that they eat a wood fire thin crust, you know. Yeah. And what we do is just totally different from that, and it's very traditional to New York, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and so a lot of people are confused about it. They go, it's wood fire is New York, and it's like, no, not really. I mean, there's a lot of wood fire places in New York, but when you go to Italy, that's the kind of pizza that you eat there. Is the thin, crispy wood fire, cooks in 90 seconds, 800 degree kind of ovens, you know. Yeah. And you see that out here too, and you see that in New York, but the pizza that we do is a deck oven. We use Blodgett's. I'm very partial to my Blodgett's. When we were in Italy, I saw Blodgett's in several different locations, actually. And they're American-made ovens, but it says a lot that they use them over there.
Do you ever go back to New York, Ryan, and you know, watch the way they do things and see?
Well, she's got a lot of family in New York. I haven't spent much time there, just a little bit. But, you know,
you're from down here originally.
I am.
Right.
Yep. My mom was from Hartford, and my dad was outside of Boston.
Hartford, Connecticut.
Yes.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I grew up in Danbury.
Okay. Yeah. And then my dad was outside of Boston somewhere in a small town. I forget the name of it. But they were both from up north. And then they ended up meeting when they were in high school in Florida.
Right.
But so I'm from here, but you know, not as Southern sounding.
No, you don't sound Southern. Nothing. Yeah, you guys don't have to worry about that at all.
I'm actually from Waynesboro, which is about as Southern as it is.
Waynesboro, Tennessee.
My dad owned the radio station in Waynesboro.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I grew up sitting on his lap, talking on the radio and stuff.
Doing mornings.
Yep.
Spinning records.
Yep.
Queuing up
He had carts. Back in the 80s and the 90s. Yeah, he had all the carts and everything. It was a lot of fun.
It was
on the square with a big window. Mm-hmm. So when you were on air, you were looking out across the town. Little of it there was, you know.
Right.
But
running a business together, very successful. I mean, I'll have to go ahead and ask him. I'm going to get my jingle that I'm ill prepared for. So here we go.
What's your
So I got to ask, what are some of the problems you guys are having? challenges these days?
You know, we're really blessed right now.
You're going to tell me nothing.
No, I have problems.
We need more space.
It might not be what you're looking for, but I mean, the way like the whole pandemic has affected everybody, it's kind of been the opposite effect for us. We've gotten busier.
Right.
Our biggest problem is we don't have space. We don't have enough cooler space.
Right.
We get like 4 deliveries a week our product just to keep up with everything.
Can you build onto the back of the place at all? Or?
We're talking to the landlord.
Yeah, we're thinking about trying to do something because we don't want to like lose our location.
Right.
But we definitely need more space.
Isn't that space for sale or something like that? Then you put it up for sale?
No, it got bought about a year ago.
The landlord's
been great.
I didn't even know it was for sale.
We would have got together with the neighbors, the liquor store, and the pool store.
We would have totally went in on it and bought the whole complex.
You guys need a commercial real estate agent to keep you up and noted when next time it goes for sale.
Seriously. You know?
Or find a place, buy your own place somewhere.
I wish. Yeah.
We love our neighbors.
Yeah, we just have a really good location where we're at.
Our neighbors next to us. We have a great community, a little great shopping center where we're at. But if anybody ever leaves, we would take that space so fast. And I don't think it's going to happen because everybody does a good business right there. Mm-hmm. But the landlord has told me that he would add on to the back because the liquor store at the end, he wants to expand also.
Right.
And I mean, we would love to have more dining room, but really we need more kitchen. Mm-hmm. We just crank out, 300-400 pizzas a day, and it gets a little difficult in our 1,300 square feet place that we have.
It's so small, and the amount of business that we're doing, it's like close to a full-size restaurant, what they do.
You're bursting at the seams.
Yeah.
I keep saying, I think we've maximized the space now, but then we do more.
And then, we've done little things here and there, like we got a shed out back just to put all of our, pizza boxes and dry storage. And that's really helped a lot to before we were like an IKEA, trying to make little shelves everywhere in the back as much as we could to the ceiling. But eventually that was just like out of control.
We need space. Yeah. If you could stay in the same area. That same general area. And build a.
I don't want to be across the street. I don't want to be next door. I don't want to be in any other location over there, but right where we're at because it's the most convenient parking lot in town. It's got entrances and exits everywhere. The GM plant is a huge part of our business. We love those guys. They've supported us since the day we opened, even at our old store, but so much more even right where we're at. Because, they've only got a half hour lunch. We've got food hot and ready to go. They can walk in and grab a piece of lasagna or a stromboli or something that's fresh, hot, and delicious and be back to work without having to go through a drive through and eat fast food or,
Even running a business as a married couple, I would imagine there's challenge there.
There is, but I feel like we've gotten it down to a science almost now. It used to be really hard.
We got really good staff.
Yeah, we have a great staff, but like at our old location when we were Joey's, we were together 24/7.
That which is healthy, right?
It was really tough.
Ultimate test of a relationship.
Yeah. You can make it through that. We had no help at all.
Go ahead and have kids.
Go ahead and commit.
Yeah. Yeah. We had no help. It was just...
We had a lot more trouble finding good employees there, but the guys we've got now, we've got 3 or 4 people that have been with us for
years.
4 years plus, and they're awesome.
I got to say, even with our business with Big Dot, I think it is a common challenge for any business owner to find good people.
Mm-hmm.
About how many do you have to go through to find the one? Have you baked it down to that
10?
Number? Is it 10?
Probably about 10.
10?
To really find that one that you're like, we're keeping them forever.
Right.
I will know if you're a good employee within a couple days, though.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I can usually be like, all right, this person's going to last this long or whatever. Because you just know. And you kind of just get really good at figuring out, people's personalities and how they're going to, if they're going to last.
Yeah.
So, at least you're able to kind of bake it down and you have that all sorted out. We're still trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Once we've gotten into this building, I think the puzzle starts coming into view and the pieces start making sense. So, our challenge is, definitely bringing talent to the table, electricians and helpers and things of that nature. But, and once we do get the guys who are committed and bought in, yeah, you invest in those guys and gals, you know? So yeah, it's definitely, and it's odd because I mean, 38 million people just lost their jobs back in March and April. Mm-hmm. You'd think that the market was flooded.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are getting those big unemployment checks. Mm-hmm. That's kind of, you know, making
when does that
it
run?
I know some people that have been sitting around collecting them all year.
I couldn't, man. I just couldn't.
I couldn't sit around. I can't.
I'd be bored.
No. Yeah.
We got a guest in here as well. We got the Ava. She's she's getting rambunctious. This is the one day you have off.
We have two. We have 2 days off. But we
Sunday
spend,
and Monday.
Yeah.
We have 2 days, but we always spend one day prepping and getting ready for Monday.
So yesterday we prepped so we could be here today.
Yep. Oh, well, thank you very much.
No problem.
We're just so busy, especially on Saturday. It's the last day of the week, and we're running out of everything, and we have to get a delivery in and get the store in order and just go ahead and start prepping and getting ready, or else we won't be ready for Tuesday.
It's so funny because your challenge is similar to Bill Yuss. Going back to that, I think he was episode 3 or 4. But he talked about the fact that his business is bursting at the seams as well.
Yeah.
He's got issues with finding a place to grow. You know? So, I mean, getting back to that, is that going to be something that the landlord is okay with you building out towards the back?
You know, if it doesn't happen, then we'll build a commissary offsite somewhere else.
Right.
And we'll keep that location because it's been such a good location.
Right.
And we'll find another location somewhere in town and throw some dough mixers and some ovens in there and kind of make it a catering prep kitchen.
Gotcha.
Where we'll have people there, you know, making fresh dough and making the sauce and cutting the cheese. We shred all of our cheese fresh because that's the only way to do it.
Right.
And it's a lot of work to do it the way we do it, definitely, but it shows in the product.
Exactly.
And we're elbow to elbow in the kitchen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if we don't get more space somehow where we're at, then we're going to build a commissary somewhere and do all of our catering there and do all of our prep there and stuff. And
I think you need to
it's got
to
be close.
You got to put on the show like your parents do. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Where you walk in and it's like, literally, I tell people, you walk in and they're like, would you please help him over there? Yeah. He's trying to. Hi, honey. How? What do you want? Yeah. And it's
you
just
it's got to be Joey or Crescenza to pull that off. Because for one, I don't have the accent.
Right.
And that's not us, you know. Yeah. But we do definitely have our crazy element at our store. Mm-hmm. And people don't realize how busy we are. They think, oh, Joey's is so busy. Oh, they're not as busy down there at that store. I'll go down there and check them out. And then they come in on a Friday night.
Oh, you're nuts.
We're on an hour and a half, 2 hour wait, you know, for a pizza, 4 ovens just full and restaurant packed out the door. And they're like, oh, wow.
Now, do you see the orders come in? Like when they're online orders or anything like that?
They just print automatically.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you tell when mine comes in?
I know,
much,
I see,
you
know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We know when you got to order.
Yeah, oh, I see it.
Oh, there's Jim.
Your wife's name?
Yeah, my
two,
wife.
It's usually 3 pieces.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 or 3 XL cheese, sometimes a margarita.
Yeah,
right?
She likes the margarita.
Yeah.
And occasionally we'll get a pepperoni for
It's usually when we're on that hour and a half waiting.
I know, you guys always come at the peak time.
Should I adjust that or
no? That's just when everybody wants pizza for some reason. You're on the right plan because everybody else is on that plan at the same
Friday,
time.
Saturday between 5 and 6:30.
Yeah, sometimes it starts around 3 or 4. Sometimes it starts around 5, but guaranteed by 6 o'clock, it's insane in there. Yeah. And you know, one issue that we've dealt with this year is people getting upset that people are not socially distancing enough. And we try our hardest. We've got markings everywhere. We've got signs everywhere. We tell people when a group comes in, we go out there and say, hey, we need you guys to go sit down and one person from your group come up and order. And, you know, we try to do as much as we can. And we try to enforce masks, but we're not on a mask mandate in Murray County. And we can't tell people to wear them because it's not a mandate right now. And people will come in getting upset that people are not wearing masks. And we have to explain to them that this is Murray County. They're not required to. We can't make them wear a mask. But if you just want to wait in your car, You can pay over the phone. We'll bring it out to you.
Yeah.
We can do contactless. You can have your trunk open. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of different ways around it. And we just want to make people feel comfortable however they want to do business right now.
Right.
We're
right.
always and adapting to we, how we can make it happen. Things better. Yeah. But
we just have such just a small really hard. Space and so many people trying to get in there. Yeah. And when all the big restaurants closed, it was up to us and the fast food mm-hmm. drive-thrus and the grocery stores. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you went to any one of those places, they're lined out the door. And people would get upset and would say, look, we're providing a service right now. We could just shut down during all this and probably collect a check if we wanted to, know, and just say, oh, we had to shut down because of the pandemic and whatnot. And I'm sure that we could get a check from the government to survive and float through this, but we would rather stay open and provide everybody with something good to eat, Right. And a lot of people really have appreciated that since we've been up.
I would say so. I mean, there was somebody I remember seeing that kind of went after you on Facebook for the mask thing, and everybody piled on.
Man, yeah. They went after her afterwards. And,
and I know, sometimes I need to just not do social media.
But, you have good tact and strategy and couth when it goes about it. You know, I would never expect anything sideways from you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I wanted to try to explain to people, why our situation is different. It's really, really hot conditions that we work with.
Yeah.
And some of our family actually, because they're in Nashville, they have to wear the mask. They have the mandate. But our family at Manny's, they were able to go to the health department and get a pass on the mask because it's so hot. And at Joey's, they really didn't want the backlash. So they were like, we're just going to suffer through. But they are literally suffering. Like, it's just so hot. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And I can't do it. And I have asthma. And, like, it just...
It's claustrophobic.
Yeah, it's super claustrophobic.
Now, when we go to places that require them, we mask up. We have no problem with it. If it's required, we're not trying to... We're just trying to please everybody and make everybody feel comfortable.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of older people that call and they say, I'm 70, 80 years old or whatever. Can you run the food out to me and put it in my trunk and wear gloves and a mask? And we suit up for them and we take care of them however they want to be accommodated, And we try to really get that out there, but we don't advertise, And so...
I don't think you don't need to.
We don't. People come in every day and try to get us to, and we're like, we do as much business as we want to do, about all we can handle most of the time.
Right.
And they say, you could use more business during the slow time. No, when it slows down for an hour, we need that hour.
You're talking about advertising people that come in?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
DoorDash, Grubhub, all those kind of companies.
Radio stations, do they come in too?
Not as much anymore.
Not as often.
We did some stuff with WKRN back at our old store when we first opened, the Columbia station. And we really just did it for fun and just to, getting
you can advertise on this podcast if you want. I mean, it's get your sign up on the TV screen.
I may
just do it for free. I mean, I'm such a fan.
Maybe for a couple pizzas next Friday or something, we can negotiate.
I'm not going to argue with that at all. I mean, you'll never, ever not have an advocate in me. That's for sure.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
And, a lot of people like that for you, What's the, the 5-year plan? Do you have something in mind where you want to be? Is there a revenue goal you want to hit or anything like that?
I mean, I don't know.
Where we thought we would be in this location.
Keep doing well and, serving a good product and definitely space, but we're just a really big believer of things just kind of fall into place for us and things will just happen.
Right.
So that's just how it's always been for us. Like things just kind of work themselves out.
What's the end game? What do you ultimately want to do?
I mean, definitely a bigger store.
And eventually to own our own location.
If we found the right building to
purchase, to put a commissary in
and
maybe have a storefront on the other side of it, that would be awesome. And, we've looked around at a lot of different places, but right now real estate is not crashing at all. It is just going up and
it's
up
funny.
And
well, around here,
Well, everybody's wanting to move here right now from Chicago and New York and stuff. Mm-hmm. We see people come in every day that say, oh, we're thinking about moving down here. We're checking out the area. And my realtor told me to come in and try your pizza because we're from New York. And they go, all right, we got our pizza place. We could move here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's such a blessing when we found that. And I was like, oh, thank gosh. Thank you, Lord, for finding decent pizza in Nashville, of all places.
Yeah, and Spring Hill, too, even further out. I think it's the last thing that New Yorkers expect to find when they move to Spring Hill,
I'm telling
Tennessee.
You, when you come down to Spring Hill, and this is not a slant against Tennesseans, but don't ask a Tennessean where to go for pizza. Because we did that when we first moved here, and they said, well, go to Nashville Pizza Company. My wife and I are like, all right, we'll try it out. Yeah, no. Whenever we could, we'd go to Joey's, and you know, whenever we're able to treat ourselves, we go see you guys for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, what do you guys, you're young, where do you want to be? Like, you want to, you know, is it real estate? Is it kind of where you want to grow into?
Well, I could see you owning that plaza. We've thought about trying to put our product in grocery stores. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we don't want to lose authenticity.
Yeah, it denigrates the product.
Well, if we did it, it might not be pizza, you know. It might be meatballs and lasagna, something like that. It could be something
that
actually comes out good still, you know.
Right.
Frozen pizza, it's pretty
garlic
hard to
nuts.
Do something like that. Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of different avenues like that that we've looked at. But right now, we're just so lucky and so blessed to be doing well, especially this year, that... We've been hanging on to what we have right now and being real happy that we have all that.
But, were you worried when everything started coming down?
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
I was really scared.
You know, we thought we'd have to
immediately
shut down or, you know, whatnot. But we immediately just started getting busier and busier and busier.
Yeah, and we were like, what's happening? I thought we were going to be like slow, you know, like we're expecting the opposite effect.
Restaurant Row up the row from you was shut down.
Yeah, the entire, you know, crossings was shut down.
The health department usually comes once every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
They've been in there 3 or 4 times this year. And every time they've given us 100 and said, this is an ideal kind of situation that you have. You have an open kitchen, small place. The hood systems are right here, and there's 2 AC units, 2 5-ton units cranking air in, and the hoods are just pulling it out. You can feel the air moving in there, so there's no stagnant air in there.
Right.
And that was one of the initial first things that they were real big about. And so every time that the health department's come in, they've said, man, you guys have the ideal set up for this situation that we're in right now. You know, you've got a lot of food that's fast and hot and ready, and you have air just flowing through here and stuff. And so we're lucky that we're a small guy and we're built the way we are.
You ever get tired or do you eat pizza on your off time? You're like, just get it out of my sight.
We do eat a lot of pizza just because it's so convenient.
Yeah. You know what I mean? When we go out of town. She gets mad at me. I want to try out the local pizza places when we go out of town.
Sure.
They don't know me there,
been
you know?
Like that too.
And so
they don't see you coming at all.
Me and Joey, oh no, they do. They see us coming.
Oh really?
It's like they know, man.
You don't have the look, my friend.
Pizzerias, I know, but something about when you walk in, you're looking at the oven, you're looking around, they're like, "Hey, you're a pizza man, aren't you?" And did you see the tattoo? No.
That was like in the first episode. I interviewed Mr. Supreme T. You guys know who he is?
Mm-mm.
He's local. And he's a guy who just goes and makes his living as a Mr. T impersonator.
Oh, I've seen him at the car show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy.
But me and Joey, we just love pizza.
Yeah.
You know, we love all different kinds of pizza. And so it's fun to go and try other people's stuff and, you know, check it out.
Well, he used to sell cars.
Oh, Mr.
And
T.
I used to sell cars. So I went to go test drive. He was working for Cool Springs Toyota. And I went to go test drive a Sequoia. And I get out of the car and they're like, hey, he comes up and I said, hey, what's that? I want to know about a one pay lease on a Sequoia. And he was like, I'm not even sure if I know what that is. But I was, you start speaking the language, they pick right up on.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, what are the telltale signs of being a quote pizza man?
You know, Joey, they can see him coming from a mile away because he's so Italian looking. For me, I think it's just when I go in, I'm scoping the place out. I don't even realize it, but I'm looking at what kind of equipment they use. I'm looking at the pizza. Maybe it's the way that I'm inspecting and looking around, but I've had a couple of pizza places say that right away. There's one place in Franklin. What's that? Family, Sal's Family Pizza.
Oh, on, yeah.
It's pretty good pizza.
Have you seen what they're doing, like, on TikTok and everything?
No.
The Sal's? They got a major following.
Really? Yeah.
Mets, it's huge.
I don't
have
do
good
TikTok.
Food.
I think
I like their food. I like the people. I'm not sure if it's the same owner as when they first opened, but when they first opened, I went in there, and I was kind of looking around, and the guy immediately, he goes, you're a pizza man, aren't you? And I was like, how did you know that? And he goes, you just look like a pizza man. And I was like, I don't even have any flour on me.
Yeah, right? Know? I'm trying to see if I can pull them up here. They've got, let's see, Sal's Pizzeria. How many, what are they up to now?
Now, is that Sal's Family Pizza? Because there's a couple different Sal's in Nashville. That's the one in Franklin. It's called Sal's Family.
It's the one in Franklin, but I'm trying to figure out Sal's Family Pizza. Maybe that's the one. Yep, Hillsborough Road, Suite 311. Mm-hmm. 19,000 followers.
Oh, wow. Nice.
On TikTok.
Okay, and maybe we need to start a TikTok.
I think you should.
Yeah. Definitely.
And it's just basically them doing, showing the pizza slasher going through pizza. There's a whole bunch, just showing them wrapping. It's really nothing. It's just like, hey, let's put a pizza in the oven and put it up on TikTok. And it gets huge response.
It's so funny.
TikTok
is
the big thing right now.
A lot of people wanted to do a reality show on my family. Joey's.
I could totally see that.
I was like, oh man, that would just be so good. But
he wouldn't do it.
He didn't.
Yeah, he didn't want to do it. And my sister really didn't want to do it because, she doesn't want to be portrayed the way they're going to make her seem.
But you know what? It's fun. I mean, it is. You know, and I don't want to come off like that's how it comes off to me, but it's endearing.
Yeah.
It's very endearing. You know, I mean, that's what I grew up with in my family.
Yeah.
Do you ever get we took our kids to New York 3 years ago and first time to show them our stomping grounds where we grew up and everything. We took them to the city, took the train down from Brewster. And we, showed them the sights and everything. And after about a day, I was done.
Yeah.
I was like, just get me out of here. Right. And we were there for 3 days. So by the third day, I was just, get me the hell out of this place.
Yeah.
And get me back to Connecticut. And then, is that something that you experienced too, going back? I mean, not that you haven't grown up there.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Every time I go, I just really love it and enjoy it.
Right.
And I really wanted to go this year. And it's just really sad that we can't because of the, I think you have to quarantine if you do go there or something right now. Yeah. So
completely unappealing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just sad.
And most of your family is still up there?
Quite a bit of my family is still there.
Yeah. They ever get down here and go, there's where they are?
When they come here, they love it too. Really? They're like, this is so much different.
Why don't they come down here? I mean, it's...
Some of them are older and just have, that's just their life. They just live there and love it. And they have, their extended family there, their kids and stuff. But my aunt has an eyeglass store there.
Okay.
So, businesses and whatnot, they just, love it.
Right.
But they also love when they come here just to get a different change
of pace.
Just
to chill out, yeah. It's a much different change of pace for sure.
So much, yeah.
Well, guys, I really do appreciate you coming in, of course. And, actually, I think this is the first time I've actually sat down and talked with you two at length.
Yeah.
Because you're always so busy behind the counter. is there any way, anything you want to put out there that you got coming up or just, hey, keep eating pizza?
Yeah, we just really appreciate the support that we've been getting lately, and
this
everybody
community
is
loves
awesome.
You guys.
Yeah, we really appreciate the community. Yeah. So I don't think we say that enough. So
I forgot
really
to
do
ask.
Appreciate it.
Do the in-laws get along, Ryan?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They do for sure.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it was kind of like, bridging the, marrying the families together. I mean, was that a challenge?
Yeah.
I don't have a huge family, but my dad passed away about 5 years ago.
I'm sorry.
But they all got along great with him. My brother, he lives here. My sister lives in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And they love him,
Right.
She's got a huge family. And so it was really just like adding my little family to her huge family. So we're the quiet ones. They're the quiet ones in the corner. I'm loud, and so I fit right in with them,
Yeah, well, he's so Italian now, I'm telling you.
I can see it.
Yeah.
I'm around a lot of Italians.
He goes
all
up
the time.
To all my family and kisses and hugs them. And yeah. So he's
now,
just
how long
very
I fit into
affectionate
the, family well.
The way Italians. Yeah. Italians are very affectionate. And
it's awesome. I mean, they're always cooking tons of good food, and there's a lot of love around,
Mm-hmm.
And every, well, until this year, you know,
yeah.
it was every Sunday. Yeah. Annie's family, Joey's family, Nick's family. You know, Nick's Italian Deli also is part of the family.
Where's that?
He's in Florida now, Panama City, but he used to be in Franklin. Right. And he was in Nashville and Cool Springs. He was all over the place. You never went to Nick's?
No. Oh,
yeah, it's wow, Joey's yeah. wife's brother. It's the other side of the family.
Okay.
So he's like totally different recipes, you know, but his food's awesome too.
And
but
it's now a deli.
He was when he first moved down here.
Now,
he's more of a now he's just pizzeria.
But he's in
Panama City now. It's called Nick's Slice of Brooklyn.
Okay, mm-hmm. but, I think we were going to go down. We were going to go to Pensacola this year, but that got canceled because of the hurricanes, the tropical storms that came in.
Yep.
Yeah,
but if we ever get down to Panama City, we'll have to check it out for sure.
Definitely.
Is it similar in style to Joey's and yours?
Yeah. They have the same line set up like us, with all the food displayed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
Well, that's very funny. I cleared up a lot of questions that I've had. How well, those who are not familiar, how can they find you?
I guess Nelly'sItalianCafe.com.
Yeah.
We have online ordering, our Facebook page.
Instagram. TikTok coming soon.
Yeah, TikTok coming soon.
Yeah, start doing that. You can turn those TikToks into Instagram stories, no problem.
Oh, nice.
What do you guys got planned for Thanksgiving? You do turkey and all the traditional stuff, but you got to do the gravy.
Yeah.
Got to do the gravy.
Oh, yeah. No, we definitely do traditional, but there's still a lot of pasta.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, let me ask you this. This is a question that just came off into my head right off the bat, out of left field, whatever the phrase is. Did you and your sister see yourselves in the family business?
Oh my gosh, no. We hated it so much. Yeah. I swore up and down I would never.
What did you want to do?
I wanted to be a graphic designer. Like, I just love art.
And then I came
along.
And ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. I've just always really been into art and drawing and stuff like that. And I wanted to go to school for like graphic design.
Is that something you still want to do?
No.
No.
No, I don't have time.
Pizza's my life.
Yeah.
But cheese,
pizza, the good life.
Yeah.
It is. La dolce vita.
Yeah.
What is your sister the same thing? She didn't want to be it?
No, I don't think she did either. But we just kind of got sucked in, I guess. And but it's
once
not a bad
you're in,
thing.
You can't
you know?
Get out. Business
yeah. And then my brother, that's, you know, he works with my parents too. So we're literally just all in the pizza business.
The fun thing about
family.
This is that when I publish this, your mom is going to go nuts about it.
Yes. Yeah. We should have had her on here.
I would love
her.
To have them on here.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're a Nashville business. They've had their challenges.
Yeah.
I don't think Joey knows who I am. I don't think I've ever really talked to him though.
Yeah.
Your mom knows me. Definitely.
He knows, cause you were with Jack FM, right?
Yeah.
And oh my God,
John
my dad
Tumanello.
Loved, yeah, they loved them. So.
Yeah.
I remember that now.
Yeah.
You guys gave me some Jack FM shirts back in the Jack and Black.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I wore those for years.
We might still have
I
them.
Forgot. I haven't seen John. I knew that name.
I got to replenish some of my shirts. I'll wear some of yours if you, toss a few my way.
Definitely.
Yeah. So. We got to get you a t-shirt.
I'll wear them on the air, quote unquote.
Yeah.
So.
Nice.
Right on. Well, thank you for coming in. I really do appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for having us.
Your time is definitely cherished, and you want to spend it with the little one here. And I really appreciate you coming in. It was a very enjoyable conversation.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
not
thank
a problem.
You.
Appreciate it. Oh, let me qualify this, put an edit in there. Yes, this is What's Your Problem Podcast. If you want to subscribe, like, rate, just go to whatsyourproblempodcast.com. There's a whole lot more there for you to listen to and subscribe. If you like the videos, please give us a thumbs up and all that good stuff. We'll catch you later.